יש לשמר ציובים, למה תחסם ולאלוף? שמר ציובים שנפלו נחסם, מיידים בשמי בסור שמרחרת ונסענת וקיים. And this is definitely talking about the felter while she was a shmer ziyabam. There's no restriction for her to sell it. The Gemara is going to have four different shatim and why. Meisav she dies mayasa b'ksubasa b'nchasa mayayitzim b'nchasa mayayitzim yima. What do you do with the ksuba, which he owes her, husband owes her, and the nichsim alug, which she brought into the marriage? Notice that nichsim tzoyim barzu has been left out, which is a big shayla mesechtes baba basra, what to do with it. So b'shamayayim yachloiku yarshayabam yarshayav, which the Gemara will explain later, is only going with the nichsim alug. But on the ksuba, she doesn't get half of it. That's what the Gemara will say later on, that the ksuba is his. And even though it's not Eimed Ligvais because the Yabam is still alive, right? But on the Nichtim Alub, they split 50-50. Besil Lemon, Nechasim, Beschasim, Ksuba, Bechaskis, Yarshabau, Nechasim, Achnasim, Yarshimim, Bechaskis, Yarshayav, because it's in her family's Chazak. Once he does Yibum with his wife, the Shibut Ksuba is on his property, which means if he sells his own property, the Yavam, and then later on something happens to the first husband's property, she cannot go kick from the Kuchas because there was no lien on that property at the time of the sale. Back to Gemara, Mashna Reisha, Mashna Seva. Loi Pligi, Mashna Seva, the Pligi. Why is Beisha might not argue in the Reisha? Give the Yavam 50%. That you shouldn't be able to sell it. Okay? So we're going to have four different shatim. Amar Ula, shot number one. Reisha the Nafluk, she Arusa, but Sefer the Nafluk, she Nesua. The Reisha is talking about she was an Arusa, she never was a Nesua. The male of the monetary rights never went to her husband, let alone to the Yavam. And the Sefer is talking about the husband had married rights. Now, this fell as a Shemaris Yavam. But since the husband has marital rights, the Yavam gets some of the marital rights as well. Several Ula Zikas Arusa is the Sabik Arusa. We treat it like a Sabik Arusa, which means a step lower than an Arusa, because an Afkamina is according to Beis Hillel, who recommends that an Arusa not sell, but there's one behind you, I'm sorry. An Arusa not sell, but a Shemaret Yabim is allowed to sell with Hatchila, and Zikas Nesua is the Sabik Nesua. Zikas Nesua. You know, I made a mistake, Baruch Moshe. I wrote the test only to the Mishnah, Lama Tessam and Aleph. Doesn't bother me, but we did learn to Lama Tessam and Beis, so I should change. There are no questions past the Mishnah. That's what it is. Okay. Zikas Nesua makes a Sabbath Nesua. Zikas Arusa is a Sabbath Arusa. He's not going to have Arusa, then why did Beis Hillel Mecheres and the Senate to Kayim? Beis Hillel would let her sell the Chatchila, but not enough for the Chatchila, she decided to be Shammai Mimtim, because she can sell it, be Shammai Simkar. The Chatchila, she shouldn't sell it. Eilu Veidim, Baidim, Shammach, and Nach Nekayim. Al Shammai Min Azikas Arusa, it's a Sufik Arusa, it's less than an Arusa, we don't restrict her ability to sell. Zikas Nesua, it's a Sufik Nesua, it's a Kedat Chavad Nesua. The Yom would get all the monetary rights. Beis Shammai, Amir, Yachloki, Yosha, Baal, Yosha, but not enough for the Chatchila, she needs to say, Eilu Veidim, Baidim, Shammach, and Nach Shabbam, Baidim, and Kukas, it's totally the husband. It should be totally the oven. Ashmami no, Zikas Nesua is the Suffolk Nesua. We treat him like a Suffolk. It's not really a Suffolk. We treat him like a Suffolk. And therefore, Bishamai says in a Suffolk, we give 50%. And Bishol says, leave him Chazak. Amalei Rabba, the Biflugi Begufa Lachabisa, Biflugi Bechayel Leperet. Why are they arguing only after Misa? According to you, the oven should be entitled to 50% of the Peret. El Amalei Rabba, Idividi, Shinabuk, Shinesua. The Zikas Nesua is the Suffolk Nesua. Exactly like Ula said, except Reisha the Ikaima, she's alive, Havali Vada Minu Suffolk. She's a Vadai, because she definitely owns something, and he's a Suffolk. Same Suffolk, Reisha Mide Vadai. Same for the Mesa, she died, Havala Bom Lars, Abom Lars, there's no Vadai. They're both coming Mikhaya Hirusha. The Yachloiku, when they split it, and Mesul says, you leave on Chazak.
No
Vadai, why is they Vadai? In Yerusha, the husband Yarshim before the kids. So who says they're the Yarshim? Fakti Gemara Eitz Rabbaya. Ula B'Shame Eitz Tzavik Leishim Devada. Is that true? Now we learn Nabal Abayis Olav Marishav. House fell on him or on his father and on his order the bequeathers, whoever they may be. Vaya Olav Subas Isha Bachayv. And the guy had debts. Yorsi Avayim, a man makes Rishim, Vachach makes Av, and therefore the Balchayv has nothing to collect from. There's no lien. Balchayv Avayim, Av makes Rishim, Vachach makes Av, and therefore I have a lien. Bishami Avayim, Yachloiku. Now, even though it belongs to the Yorshim, Bishami is letting the guy collect 50%, even though he's a Suffolk, and they're Vadai owners. They Yashin it. Whoever died first doesn't make a difference. They Yashin it. Balchayv Suffolk. Because the Suffolk can buy to be Vadai. And for the Gemara, Sabri Bishama, Sarai Melugvus Kigavi Dami. He's just as much a Vade as they are. Because if the son died first, second, then the Balchayv owns it. Not Shat has a right to collect from the Yarshim. He prevents it from becoming the Yarshim. Don't think about me. Now tell him, how do I know this? He said, I'm Melugvus Kigavi Dami. It's not. Meitzah Balei Machalei Shasu, a Saita, whose husband died before they had a chance to drink. They're willing to drink, but they can't, as the Gemara will explain, because it says, Hey, Yishas Ishtai. So, Bishamim and Nightless Ksubasa Vein Ishaisis, they get their Ksuba, even though they don't drink. Bishamim and Ishaisis are Nightless Ksuba. Ksubasa Vein Gemara Ishaisis, what they have an option, maybe Yishas Ishtam Rachmana Baleka. There's no hubby. And Bishamim and Ishaisis are Nightless Ksuba, since they don't drink. They're not entitled to take the Ksuba. Bahacha the Suffolk. Suffolk Zanoi, Suffolk Lai Zanoi. It's Suffolk whether she was Mazan or not. And yet, Beit Shammai says, because it's Suffolk Lai Zanoi, they've had it. And look, Mami, no, Star, I'm in Lugwes, you go, we don't mean. In fact, the Gemara, Rabbi, Lai Zimah, why did he bring that permission in Saita? Why did he have to go to Baba Basra? But the Gemara, because Duma Ksuba Shisha Shayna Mishim Chida, because you could always gotten out of that one and said that Ksuba Shisha is different because we give her extra in order she should be willing to get married.
There's much one that we don't.
No. So he asked from Baba Batra. But once we know that you said, then that's shot in the Mishnah and Saita as well. No, there's no, again, if that would have been the only one, we would have said Chinam. But since there's one in Baba Batra, so therefore we don't say Chinam.
Is Sherman Lee both say that, only this stroke to Sorokhtem is all the same, it's all the same thing?
I don't know if they all depend on each other. I don't think so. But you can hold Ahmed Lissab Kassar of Dummy and not hold Star Ahmed Lingbus Kigabi Dummy. Because it's monetary. It's taking away money. It's a different thing. Frankly, Gemara Balei took Ksuba to Masnissen. He had it in our own backyard in our Mishnah. It said, that's like going to Ksuba. Even though Ksuba is only a star. Zamki Gemara Balei Pligi. In the Mishnah, there's no Machlaikas. It's not Ahmed Lingbus. So Machlaw is not the Shaya. Frankly, Gemara Balei. So we split the ksuba. The Mishnah did not answer it right away. The Mishnah is approved. That mashma, the Baal gets from the father. They don't get the ksuba shmamila. That is the second mahalach. Abayam, our third mahalach. So therefore she can sell it. And when they're married, it's equal. Therefore, since when they're married, it's Yadai Ki Yada. So when he dies, the Yavim is less. And therefore, Mesul says, Nechasim because Kasim. And Bishamai says, during marriage, Yadai Adifa Mi Yadai. And therefore, when they die, they're equal, and they're just like.
So it's one step lower.
One step lower, correct. Amalei Rabba, Rabba disagrees, because Rabba holds, everybody holds Yadai Adifa Mi Yada. Even Aflok Shitachta, the Baal, the Kul Amalei Pligi, the Yadai Adifa Mi Yada. If it fell under the husband, for sure the Yavim would be entitled. They still would not give the guy 50. Would not say Nechasim because Chasim. Eli Yidivid in the Navlok is Shemaris Yavim. They still hold the Mishnah talking about both are Shemaris Yavim. Aye, so what's the chiluk between the Reish and the Sefer? Why in the Sefer do we give him rights in the Reish and we don't? Reish is the Levit B'maimer. Sefer the Levit B'maimer. Sefer B'maimer. Levit Shammai. Oysa Vadi Arusa V'Savik Nesuah. The Suffolk Nesua for monetary purposes. Vada Arusa Litchus Batara. That if her sister would fall to Yibum now, she would be pushed away. Because it's like Yibum was done already. At this point, we're going to Maimer as a derisive. The Suffolk Nesua lachzik min chasim. However, when it comes to property, we treat it like a Suffolk, according to Beit Shammai. And Beis Hillel says, no, Maimer makes no difference. If Mamish made a Rablazer Kavasa the Rabba, if Mamish made a Rablazer Kavasa the Kavasa the Abaya. Frank, the Gemara, me Rabba Rablazer Hachi, can Rablazer agree to Rabba that Maimer makes a difference? Rabba Rablazer, Maimer Lubishame, and the kind of Lutkus Vitzar Bavat, according to Rablazer, Bishame holds Maimer's rabbinic. All it does is take away Achai Zukukasai. But it has no biblical implications, so why in the world should it make a difference for money? So the first character is the Epoch, you're right, the Rablazer holds like Abaya. I said it doesn't make a biblical difference. He still needs chalitza, the bainami chalitza. But lachlik b'nechasim lechani b'yamri, but it could still have a monetary impact rabbinically. And that's what Rav is saying, that according to Beis Shammai, even though Maimer is rabbinic, it has a monetary impact. Amar Papa, v'yukid ha'masisim kalasat ha'bayim. The Mishnah is meduyik like Abayim. We have got the kasha meitzah. Even though the word meitzah is shver, depending on chasim achim chasim v'yaitzim imon, came in and went out. My nechnasim and my yaitzim. If it fell as a shemeres yabim, it never came in. My love nechnasim l'shus habal v'yaitzim l'shus habal l'shus hab. We have got the kasha meitzah. The mitzvah the guf l'achem mitzvah looks like the chayel of Paris. The suloi midi, and there's no more to talk about.
How did you go to the very first opening statement of the Mishnah?
Talking about chuy tabayim. Fellows of Shemeret Yabim.
So what's Nechnasim mean?
It's not. The first part doesn't say a word about Nechnasim.
Okay.
Only says Nechnasim in the second part.
So we're not talking at all about any new stuff. Correct. That gets it all in the statement.
Correct.
But Halacha would be?
If Fellows of Shemeret Yabim, it goes to her.
Hers, for sure.
Yeah. Kansarahu. Harihi. Lamai Hilchasa. Amar Rav Yaitzim Rav Chidil Lehem Shemagar Shemagat to Machzira. He can divorce her and take her back. Magar Shemagat Sita. Why not? He married her. So the Masaf Nai Tohoi Mitzvah will talk about the Isha, and then it still says the Yibba Amrachmanu Batayin Yibumi Rishen Alam. So the Chalitza in the Get Loi, she should still need Chalitza. Kumash Mula. Machzira Pshita. Why not? So the Masaf Nai Tohoi Mitzvah will talk about the Rami Alam. He did his mitzvah. Has to take him away with the Yashu Sach. Kumash Mula. Fet Tumor Beim Ochinami. How do you know that? I'm a Koyal Kochel Loi Isha. Kim Shalok Hari Kish to the Chodavar. It's like a wife for everything. Bavach Seks Subata. My timer. However, if there's no estate, he is mechuyev. And again, the difference would be if he sold his property before the first estate got ruined, would he have a lien on the second property? Dr. Mishnah Baita. Mitzvah begadol liyav. Why ratzav, the gadol didn't want. Ma'alchen ha'kalachim, we go to the brothers, in the order of their age. I saw an interesting shayla. What happens? A person is born on Chavtes Adar Aleph, and a younger brother is born, is born on Lamed Adar Aleph, and the twin is born on Aleph Adar Beis. They had twins, but the twins, one was born before Shkia, and one was born after Tzeis. So most of the years, the younger twin is older, because there's no Adar Aleph. So the younger twin is older. On the years there's another Aleph, the older twin is older. Who gets the, who's the godly Yabin? The bottom line is, the godly Yabin, the older one, physically, is the one that was born Lamed Adar Aleph. But his bar mitzvah is 29 days after the other guy's bar mitzvah. There's no other Aleph. So who's older? I thought it was an interesting child. Right.
Before
Fishnayim goes on Heterech, I want to see about his Heterech. Yeah, he's Heterech. But here it says Begadol. Who's the Begadol? I thought it was an interesting shayla.
They're
they talk about it, but basically there's two sides to the story, so pick your side. There's no Raya anyway. I didn't see a Raya today. I just thought it was interesting. It's a bonus for Sunday people. That's not true. The people on the phone. There's 100 people on the phone. Loi ratzu, mahalchen ha-chaisen et-te-gadl. Vayimru lach-alachem, mitzvah chalitza li-yabem. Either you chalitza or yibam. Kalo b'chat na-chi-agdu. If the older one says, wait till my brother gets older, he's a real cutten. Oy, b'gadl la-chi-yabem medina tayam, or he's coming back next week or next month. Oy, cheresh ha-shaita, en shaymim lo-yam. Vayimru lach-alachem, mitzvah chalitza li-yabem. Be is cutting, chalitza is gadol. Which is better? A younger brother, not a cutting, but a younger brother is willing to do bia, and an older brother wants to do chalitza. Which takes precedence? Think about Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shulman Levi, according to the first lesson. Chara me bias katna adifa, v'chara me chalitza katna adifa. One says bias katna adifa, and one says chalitza katna adifa. Manda me bias katna adifa, da mitzvah be'ivam. That's the mitzvah. That's what the Torah prefers. Manda me chalitza katna adifa, v'mokum katna, bias katna adifa, the Torah prefers, hapkor, the older one. Tadam. Well, Ratza, the Mishnah says the older one doesn't want. Machzirin akol ach. My lab loy ratza liyabim elo lachlaitz. Loy ratza means he doesn't want to yibim, only chalitza, and we go to the next brother. Uktari mahal chaleitz lachim. Shema min abiyas katan adifa. Proves that the abiyas katan is better. Nothing more loy. Loy ratza lachlaitz loy liyabim. He didn't want to do anything. Fet the Gemara, the classic abiyachim, loy ratza lachlaitz loy liyabim. They also didn't want to do anything. That means nobody wants to do anything. Why are you going back to the Gadol? Meaning it's a tirch and a bezin to go back to the Gadol. If you tell me...
You're holding back to the youngest son anyway. Nobody wants to do it. You're there already.
Exactly. If they don't want liquid to do, nothing more. But even the mitzvah later day, Ram Yilu Zei Kavidim. But my see, he has the bigger mitzvah. So now, Kalo B'Gad Nachi Agdol in Shremula. Bibi is cut Nadiv, am I in Shremula? He's saying, my 10-year-old brother will do it in 3 years. Ask him. He said he'll do it. According to you, wait for the older brother to come back to chalitza. We don't delay a mitzvah. It's the Amri, as some say.
What is that? Delay is like a rumor said. What's delay mean? It's so.
What do you mean by a rumor said?
Have the crystal at 12 after that.
Oh, what delay means?
The guy's not here, okay? So
he's
I mean, what's...
Any mitzvah you have to be asked? I guess whatever it felt to be a delay. I don't know. I don't know what
the shear is. If you remember, rumor said a shear.
That was only by the day of Yoshmiyai Mashmini versus Rizus versus Hidur.
Yeah, I'm saying, but did Rebbe ask him how he got that?
He got it from Achayim. He showed it to
really?
Me.
Really?
Is the Amri Bebiya Kulamalai Pligi? The Bia's cut in Adifa. Everybody holds. The beer is cut and is better. Keep Ligi, he talks about it by Richard. That's what Rabbi Grumer used. There's a Sefer Amila from Rabbi Pertinsky.
You know, I don't know if people realize with Grumer what he do. Now it's just the end.
I mean, if you want to say that from Rabbi Grumer, I'd love you to, but it's made me even wait till I finish.
Did you throw with the yeah. You did?
It was written up in two places after I sent it over when I spoke about it. I sent it over. Without names, but then both.
Did you say the name?
I didn't say the names, no.
Is there a groomer's name?
No, I didn't say the people's name. But then,
Zelig
Shore wrote it up. He was one of the people.
It was a mitzvah that you can't even think.
Again, is the army. No, he didn't take it of a groomer, he was real. Is the army, but be a cool, I'm going to plead you to be a scot and a diva. Keep pleading, but Khalid is scot. Chalitza, v'chi yot mechalitza's katan mechalitza's gadol. Pligi barabeyachim Rebbe Shulman Levi. Chayra mechalitza's gadol adifa v'chadar mekiyadah dininu. One says it's the same. Manda mechalitza's gadol adifa v'mitzvah begadol. V'zachi yamid mitzvah gadol in yibam. V'chalitza kadah dininu. Bechalitza there's no preference. Not. Lei ratzul chayitza neitzah gadol. My love lei ratzul liyab melo lachlaitz. Tani chayitza neitzah gadol. Shema min hachalitza's gadol adifa. Right, because we're going back to the gadol to do chalitza. Like Ratzul Lachas Liyabim. They didn't want to do anything. Fetikamar the classic of a God like Ratzul Lachas Liyabim. My classic made the God Lamikwe. Lechwilu the two. Why are you being Matriach Besson? Given the Mitzal Lady Day Ram, you live the day Kafina. Tashima. Tell him a God Lachi Yabim the Medina Sayam. Ain't Shimon Lai, we don't listen to him. Be Sakadai to Khalit is God Ladifam. Am I in Shimon Lai? Ninta Dum Ati Machalit, it's a bigger mitzvah. Tamech, because not Yabim and Shimon Lai, my Ninta Dim a God Liyabim. Everybody holds that's better. We're going to start again from Tlan Hassan tomorrow morning.
Rabistak?
I hear you.
You're probably familiar. You're familiar with the Meiri and about the Ramos for this previous Aftaira about Shlomo and the two women?
I don't hear a word you said.
I'm sorry. Are you probably familiar with the Meiri that talks about this past Haftarah about the two women?
I don't know if I'm familiar with it or not.
So there's a take a look at the Meiri on Yud Zayin Amud Beis. He talks about the two women were a daughter and a daughter-in-law.
Yeah, I heard it.
Okay. It made the rounds, right. It made the rounds here in Baltimore. I just wanted to know if the oil was aware of it.
Yeah.
So just
have a wonderful day.
You too.